Kansas City's tech market is popping. 8,000 new jobs since 2011. It's just one example of a sector where employers scramble to find talent. Do they need to rethink whether workers really need a bachelor's degree? Celia Yopis Jepson of the Kansas News Service reports.
Yamita Grayson has almost got it. A computer program in Java that calculates the area of any circle from its radius.
I'm running into little small errors here.
I'm trying to change the class.
A single misplaced comma, a poorly defined variable, can foil everything. Learning that is part of Launch Code, this evening school in Kansas City.
Let's rerun it here.
Grayson used to work in insurance advising, but coding is what he really wants to do. Launch Code trains students for several months, then it tries to match them with paid apprenticeships. The school's free for Grayson and lives off of fees from the companies that hire its students.
It works. That is awesome. I do want to double check my math real quick.
Launch Code attracts people already in the working world. Some never went to college and work long hours to make ends meet with jobs that don't pay nearly as well as coding. The school illustrates something economists want to see more often, ways to help companies hire based on what skills candidates can show that they have, instead of tossing out applications that don't have traditional academic credentials, especially bachelor's degrees that can take 4 years to earn and easily cost tens of thousands of dollars.
That's a lot of time and money that I didn't really have access to.
Here's the thing. U.S. unemployment is really low right now, and companies have all sorts of shortages, like computer programmers. At the same time, lots of people would love to switch to better jobs, but that's not always easy. Apprenticeships, tailored training programs, credentials that you can get in a year or two, those could help.
We know people don't have equal access to higher education, and screening people out automatically using that criteria makes our hiring process much more exclusionary.
Molly Scott researches education and economic mobility at the Urban Institute in Washington, D.C.
Giving people different ways to demonstrate skills and knowledge has great potential for sort of leveling the play field.
Requiring bachelor's degrees is okay for jobs that truly need it, but there's evidence companies want it even for positions that don't. That closes off jobs with good middle-class wages, maybe even millions of them, like computer support positions. Those pay, on average, more than $50,000 a year. Harvard Business School researchers say all that degree inflation hurts Black, Hispanic, and low-income Americans especially hard because they're less likely to have four-year degrees. Businesses, meanwhile, struggle to fill jobs and to achieve diversity.
90%+ of all tech jobs posted online in Kansas City require a bachelor's degree.
Ryan Weber is president of the KC Tech Council. He says lots of candidates don't have that. They may have other credentials, though, like an associate's degree.
So every tech employer listening to this needs to realize that if you truly need a bachelor's degree, then you have to post it. But most tech jobs don't. And if you're trying to reach new candidates, take the bachelor's degree requirement out.
Doing that opens the door for people like Joseph Kauzert to try to prove themselves. He completed the Launch Code training, then landed an apprenticeship, and finally a long-term gig, 40 hours a week doing web development. He was so relieved.
When I first found out that I was getting the job, I cried. I was actually giving my daughter a bath, and my wife walked in, and she's like, "Why are you crying?" And I was like, "I got the job."
Before that, Kauzert had been working 70-hour weeks at times, toiling at multiple jobs, hauling packages, and missing a lot of time with his wife and two baby girls.
I don't have a college degree. Sometimes that's just not meant to be for some people, but I have the drive to learn. I always love learning.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis Jepson in Kansas City.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration covering education, health, and politics across the state. This is part five in our series on college and careers. Look for the final part on Thursday.